grace, mercy, and God's peace be yours in the name of our coming King, Jesus Christ. Amen. I've been told that the best ride in all of Southern California is not found in the Magic Kingdom of Disneyland. It's not found at SeaWorld, and it's actually not found at any other amusement park. The most thrilling ride in all of California is at the airport in Santa Ana. Noise abatement procedures over Newport Beach makes takeoffs thrilling, they say. The pilot stops the plane on the edge of the runway and turns the engines up to 100%. The plane is filled with power. It shakes and rattles as the engines are roaring to be released. And finally, they say when the plane feels like it's about ready to fall apart, the pilot takes his foot off the brake and the plane is catapulted down the runway. It's kind of like a rocket ship taking off for the moon. The raw power of the engines and the power of the airplane are on display for everybody. And they say it's a thrilling ride. In our text today, Isaiah leads us to see the power of the Messiah. He writes, "Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young." Now, human understanding of power and God's understanding of power are definitely two different things. When we humans think of power, we think of those jet engines and incredible outputs. We think of power as political cunning or strength or personality or military might. We think of types of attitudes or behaviors that put people under the will of someone else. If that is the case, then the power of Christ would be something to fear. Coming to the manger, you see, we bring our sins and the results of all of our sins. Our brokenness and our weakness are on display. As a matter of fact, if God chose to use his power to destroy us, it would be totally appropriate. He could look at us with the power of an angry king who has been ignored by his subjects. He could count up all the intentional and willful acts of sedition, all the multiple legal infractions, all the treacherous gatherings, and all the evasion of responsibility that we're supposed to do. If God chose to use his power to destroy us, he would have reason to do that, and his drawing near would actually be terrifying. But Isaiah leads us to look at a different power. Power that is masked in human weakness and love for people is what Isaiah is writing about. You see, babies are not powerful. Yet the birth of this boy in Bethlehem was heralded by angels. Itinerant preachers are not powerful, but at his baptism, this man was acclaimed to be the Son of God. People at their weakest moment are not filled with power. But this man, when physically destroyed, brought redemption from the cross for all of mankind. You see, God cloaks his power in weakness and makes the weak strong. The good news of Christmas is that the power of God is for each and every one of us. Jesus comes humbly and gently, but with power. He forgives our sins through the power of the cross. He puts that grace on us through the power of our baptism. He feeds us in our family of faith in the powerful meal of Holy Communion. Hidden away in a man, and in some water, and in some wine and bread, God's power made clear through humble means sustains us in our faith and in our life. Now, part of the joy of Christmas, at least for a lot of us, is the deception of hiding of gifts. Children like to dig through the closets and the trunks and the garages, trying to find the hiding places where we've hid everything. Parents go to extreme measures at times to ensure that gifts will remain a surprise. So parents will put a small gift in a large box. Has anybody ever done that? Or they'll put a square gift in a round box. Or they'll wrap an expensive gift in newspaper or plain paper. The amount of deception to keep the surprise can be phenomenal, but it's also part of the joy. When the gift is revealed and the surprise is over, the joy is real. God wraps up the power of redemption in the baby Jesus. He is wrapped up in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And yet he is, without a doubt, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. The simple outward wrapping somewhat hides the power of the gift that goes with us into the new year. God delivers his power in humility. He wraps power up in gentleness. Now, many of us grew up with that image of the Good Shepherd. You recited that 23rd Psalm at the start of our service. It's something that deep in our soul finds peace. We love the visual. We love the closeness, the intimacy of the words. Isaiah wrote something very similar. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Unfortunately, some of us will unwrap difficult times in this coming year. Some of our families will deal with loss and illness. Others will deal with anxieties regarding things like economics and money. Still others will deal with hurts that are so unique to them that only someone who knows them better than they know themselves can comfort them. Through these moments, our Good Shepherd tends to us as a shepherd. He gathers us in his arms. He carries us in his bosom. He is the voice of comfort and the voice of peace. His power for us is his gentleness. Now, at the same time, many of us will unwrap celebrations in the new year. Some of us will have significant anniversaries. For others, it's things like graduations and baptisms, confirmations, vacation, away, holidays with family, weddings, and the like. We smile to even think about the joy of these gatherings. We look at those milestones and give thanks to our Good Shepherd who tended, gathered, and carried us. He shepherds us with power wrapped in grace. Guys, it's Wednesday, and the next stop is Christmas, and we are blessed. In Christ, we receive God's pardon, his peace, his presence, and his power. It is there for us in the year that is almost over. Is there for us waiting for us in the new year. And it's revealed to us at Christmas through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace that passes all human understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen.